Walk the halls of Idaho's Capitol building, and you'll see old pictures of lawmakers. You don't need Michelle O'Brien from the Legislative Services Office to do this, but she knows where the oldest pictures are tucked away.
So there's the first state legislature.
So all men, almost all, have mustaches.
And beards. A lot more facial hair prevalent.
Something else these early lawmakers have in common? From the start of the 20th century, they're mostly Republicans. For most of Idaho's history, Republicans have been the majority. Democrats gained the upper hand occasionally.
So this is the 1959 representatives.
In 59 and 60, Democrats controlled the House and Senate. They haven't controlled either since, but they remained competitive. In fact, Idahoans earned a reputation for voting for Republicans and Democrats on the same ballot. In the 70s, things got tougher for Idaho Democrats when Mormons largely fled the party. By the 80s, their other main support base, unions, were weakening. But Democrats managed to hang on to the governor's office and other important elected positions.
Here's 1991. The current governor, Butch Otter, was the president of the Senate at that time.
Otter, of course, is a Republican, but half the people in this state Senate picture are Democrats. The party had gained significant ground in 1988 and more in 90. Both members of Congress, the governor, and attorney general were also Democrats. Political scientist Jim Weatherby says that Democratic success came as Republicans were divided. Some in the GOP were trying to push a hardline social conservatism that was not playing well with voters. And Democrats also had a powerful weapon.
You have to mix with those election results the personal popularity of Cecil Andrus and the coattail effect of his landslide.
In 1990, Andrus was elected to his fourth term as governor, a remarkable feat not even a Republican has been able to accomplish. And Idaho Republicans knew they had to get their house in order. The person they chose to do that was former Lieutenant Governor Phil Batt. Batt is widely credited with uniting party members behind a back-to-basics message and making the party more organized. Jeff Malman was his executive director.
The process kind of relied on his credibility. So I would say that without him, it would have been a hard, if not impossible, task to pull off.
Marty Peterson was a longtime Democratic operative and worked in Cecil Andrus's administration in the late 80s. He says the party strategy focused on Andrus's popularity, and that hurt overall organization.
There really wasn't that effort to keep the party bolstered. As a result, I think things started slipping.
Andrus chose to retire instead of running for a fifth term, and Batt surprised many when he won the 94 governor's race. Republicans also won back both seats in Congress. By 1996, Democrats made up about 20% of both houses of the legislature. From their high watermark just 6 years earlier, Democrats had fallen to an historic low, and they haven't recovered. But the Republican rebound wasn't just about party organization or who was running. External factors were a big part of it. For example, nationally, Democrats had embraced the environmental movement. That alienated a lot of Idaho's already dwindling Democratic faithful in the mining and timber industries. But perhaps most importantly, Idaho grew by an unprecedented 30% in the 90s. Many of those people came from California. Jeff Malman says as it was happening, conservatives were worried.
The speculation amongst the columnists and political reporters and everybody else is that this is going to be a big change that will help Democrats.
Jim Weatherby says the in-migration ended up having the opposite effect.
People were moving into Idaho more for cultural reasons than economic reasons, and they were seeking their own kind. They were conservatives moving to Idaho where they'd feel more comfortable.
Weatherby says many of them were more conservative than the old guard Idaho Republicans. This in-migration turned the state's traditional Republican majority into a supermajority that so far has lasted for 20 years. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.